exit. Yeah, I hadn't heard in a while. How are you today, KF4DOS Mobile?
DOS WV6Z. It's the time on this end, and I'm doing fine, sir. How's everything with you and the missus there?
Fine, and I appreciate you asking. I hadn't heard you in a while. You doing okay?
Sometimes, yes, sir, I am. For quite some time, but I'm on the mend. I'm getting better. And just out here trying to get a couple of things accomplished before it looks like it's going to cut loose with some rain on us. So I'm trying to get out of the city of Greenville as quick as I can and get back out into the middle of nowhere where I belong, over.
I'm saying that completely. And it's I live over here in Easley, and I'm out running some errands, and it's raining over here right now. Real dark clouds, but they're starting to lighten up. Doesn't look like it's going to last too terribly long.
Listening in on the K9OH repeater, on Billy's repeater, and they were talking about some very severe weather down in Stevens County and Habersham County and stuff, so I guess it's headed our way. It sure looks rough. It definitely looks rough towards Easley from where I'm at Pelham Road in North Pleasantburg.
Terribly bad right now. It's a good bit of thunder and a little bit of lightning, but it's not raining that hard right at the moment, which is okay with me. We need the rain, and I'm not going to fuss about that. But it's just, I'm hoping it doesn't come one of them frog strangler downpours here, because I've still got a couple more stops to make, and I've don't want to have to jump out and run to get them from the car to the building.
Simple. I haven't heard anything about South Carolina, but like I said, our neighbors close by there in Georgia are supposed to be getting hammered right about now with stuff, including quarter-sized hail. So, man, I tell you, I should be going home and pulling the starter off of the old garden tractor, because I've got a new one coming for it tomorrow, and that way I can get my yard done over the weekend. But man, I tell you, I don't believe I'll be pulling any lawnmower out of the garage and working on it. I guess I could sit in there in the storm and work on it, but I guess I'd rather sit in the house and do that, over.
Thank you for that. I got out and cut my grass yesterday. I thought I was having a lawnmower problem, and normally when it runs out of gas, it'll ker-chug two or three times, you know, and I'll stop, cut it off, and go get the gas can. But it was running along just real smooth, and it just cut off all of a sudden, and just abruptly. And I did not think to check the gas tank at that point in time, so I got it back up to my up to the garage up there where I store it. Got to looking at everything and took my flashlight and looked down in the fuel tank, and I said, man, how stupid can you be? So I went and got the gas can and filled it up. It started right back up. So, you know, at least I didn't have to work on it much, you know, other than check things out that I should have checked to start with.
I understand that completely. Well, I checked mine for you the other day, Gary, when I jumped on it. and it still had a little bit of gas in it, and I thought, well, I've got my gas can over here. I can pour me some more in there in a minute, but I think I'm going to just go ahead and make sure my battery's okay, because it's about 2 or 3 years old. Actually, I think it's about 4 or 5 years old, but you know, the years go by kind of quick for me now. So I put that thing to choke, and I made sure the parking brake was engaged, and I turned the key on that thing, buddy, and she fired right up. Unfortunately, the starter never disengaged on it. And you should have seen me running around that garage trying to find a 10-millimeter wrench to pull a battery cable loose. So I was hoping I had hoped, anyway, that it was just the relay and nothing terrible happened. But, of course, the worst-case scenario happened. I replaced the starter relay this morning and apparently burned up the starter on it. So I'll have to wait till tomorrow now, Gary.
Are you? But, you know, those things happen, unfortunately. I got a little old garden tractor. It's a little John Deere that I work in the garden with. And, you know, it's a little bit bigger than my mower. And I got on it and hooked a lawn tractor to it, pulled it back up from where I was over out to the garage. So I got lucky as far as that goes, and with nothing else being wrong with it. But I'm glad that, I hate that you had your starter go bad, but I'm glad it started right up. And I try to maintain mine, you know, to do the oil changes and all of that stuff so I don't have to worry about it. And I keep it in good running shape because I don't want to have to buy another one. You know how that goes, I'm sure. But anyway, I've arrived here at my next destination. I'm going to jump out and run through the rain over here. And got to run into the grocery store, pick up a few items, and then head on back to the house. So we'll say 73 to you for now. Good hearing you on the radio. And, come back and check in with us on the net when you get the opportunity. Talk to you later. 73, my friend. I can't remember you called. KI4DOS Mobile.
40 years. I'll remember mine. I should remember it after this many years, I reckon. But Gary, I just left the Social Security office in Greenville, so I signed up for my Medicare. I've got my retirement queued up to start in July, so yeah, I should have no. You've got one at home too, so I know you know where I'm going to go with this. I was going to say I'll have more time for playing radio and stuff a little bit, but I know that my honeydew list is just going to get a whole lot longer real fast. But yeah, it's great to hear you. It's been it's been a long time. I bet you I was living in Easley last time I talked to you. It's probably, probably not Easley. Well, maybe Easley. Heck, I don't know. It might have been a good 20, 25 years here. I don't know, buddy. Hey, 73 to you. Take care. Have a great one. I'll catch you later on. WV6Z.
Okay, Tom, well, you take care, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. 73, my friend, and just remember one thing. When you retire, you don't get a day off anymore. And so I heard Ray and other folks say that they didn't know how they had time to go to work. Well, you'll find that out eventually, later than sooner, I hope. 73, WV6Z, KI4DOS Mobile, clear.